Hello, amazing people.
And welcome to our podcast.
I see some swaggy sea turtles.
What are we talking about today, Abby?
I think sea turtles.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you like sea turtles?
Of course. When I was younger, me and my family went snorkeling in Hawaii, and I got to snorkel with these sea turtles. They just floated under me, and it reminded me of Finding Nemo and the whole crush current thing.
Yeah, that was the coolest part of the movie. Too bad a load of those awesome sea turtles be gone because of pollution. Oh, it's commercial break.
After the break, we will talk about what pollution can do to harm sea turtles and what we can do to help the sea turtles. We'll be right back
after the break. Thousands to choose from at SterlingMcCall.com. Domestic, foreign, and luxury. The one you're looking for. Log on and see how easy it can be. Financing and tons of dealers in one place. You can even shop your trade. All you gotta do is log on to SterlingMcCall.com.
We're back from the break. We're recording.
Oh, sorry.
And we are back. I was cruising the World Wide Web during the break when I stumbled across an article by the Metro called Over 1,000 Turtles Killed Every Year by Plastic Waste in Our Oceans. Because of the title, you can tell that over 1,000 turtles are killed from plastic bags. But according to the Metro, this is also a gigantic understatement. All the time due to our pollution, marine animals are getting caught in fishing nets, fishing hooks, plastic cups, and all the things that we mindlessly throw away.
Apparently, even straws. My sister refused to use them to protect the sea turtles, and she isn't the only one to do this. According to Science Says, 437 million to 8.3 billion straws end up on the world's coastlines. Also, 9 million tons of plastic trash also pollute the Earth's ocean and the coastlines, and 4% of that is straws. That is a whole lot of straws.
You're so right. Many people are using reusable straws and reusable cups to save marine animals.
People who pollute our oceans are such dinglings.
Conserve Sea Turtles says that some plastic is so small that it is invisible to the human eye. That's like eating some tasty fish but getting a side of secret plastic with it.
Yeah, a whopping 52% of sea turtles in all of the world's oceans have eaten plastic. Does anything else hurt the one? The only, the greatest thing of all time, the sea turtles.
Climate change by the industrial gases that are being released from our factories can also change the sand temperature, which can affect the gender of baby sea turtles.
That's pretty weird.
I know. I wish there was a way I could help them.
Well, Abby, you're in luck. Some ways you can help the sea turtles are making sure you recycle your paper, plastics, and aluminum, and donating to sea turtle foundations, such as National Save the Sea Turtle Foundation, Sea Turtle Conservancy, and the SEE Turtles.
Another way you can help the sea turtles is by not littering. When it rains, some of the litter that people throw away can go into sewer drains and go into our oceans. Also, you can pick up litter on the beach.
Well, that litter on the beach is calling my name. Let's go pick some up. Guess we gotta go.
Yeah, we need to go save those swaggy sea turtles.
Got a blast.
Until later, this is Kylie.
And Abby.
This is I See Some Swaggy Sea Turtles.
Make sure to stay tuned to hear a word from our sponsors.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I'm part of an original crowd. If you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Would you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper.